streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. Our guest is Mr. John, a.k.a. Doc Fuller. He is a pioneer prison consultant with firsthand knowledge. He writes the 10 prison commandments, 10 rules you must know before you enter a county jail, state, or federal prison as a guide to first-time offenders. Doc is a prison consultant, a motivational speaker, and the CEO and president of Prison Coach Speaking and Consulting, LLC. He's a real-life expert with firsthand knowledge of such situations. In fact, he has played a key role in developing the modern face of the prison consulting industry, providing a variety of unique services for first-time inmates, preparing celebrities, professional athletes, veteran politicians, and high-profile white-collar criminals as they get ready to go behind bars and do their time. So we're going to hear about the 10 rules and the 10 prison commandments and much more about being behind those gates tonight with John Fuller, a.k.a. Doc. Before we bring him on, we just want to let everybody know that we had an awesome, awesome sold-out three-day event this past weekend. We had the Arizona Golden Gloves here in Mesa, Arizona. And a big congratulations to all the champions that will be going to regionals this weekend in Las Vegas. So a big shout-out to everyone. You did an awesome job. To everyone that attended, it was an awesome event. We look forward to the Junior Golden Gloves coming in June. So before we continue on with the show, let me welcome Boyd.
First of all, I want to say thank everybody who tunes into our radio show every Wednesday night. And we want to thank our guest, Doc, for coming on the show tonight. And like I always do, I want to thank all our soldiers behind the prison walls who represent the movement and educate our youths and adults behind the prison walls. And the Streets Don't Love You Back is in 150 prisons across the country, federal and state, men and women. And we'd like to give a big shout out to our member, Mr. Joe S. Jung. For all who don't know Mr. Joe S. Jung, Mr. Joe S. Jung was with the Mexican cartel and the Colombian cartel back in the 70s, 80s, early 90s. And he's on his way out of federal prison in the next few months. And we're going to be doing a lot of things with him as well. He's a member of the movement, educating these kids against gangs, drugs, and violence. And for all who might know the movie Blow that came out in 2001, it was about Mr. George Jones' life. So big shout-out to my boy, Mr. George. We're looking forward to you stepping down. And we want to give a big shout-out to rapper BG, who just joined the movement last week. And we just want to thank God for bringing our soldiers our way to help educate. Thank you very much, and we're going to go right into our main man, Mr. Doc. Mr. Doc, you're on there, my friend.
Okay, good evening. How's everybody doing over there?
Oh, everybody's lovely, man, you know. And you can go ahead and start telling your message and talk a little bit about your book as well and where you come from.
Well, I'm originally from the Jersey Shore, small town, Keyport, New Jersey. Lived in Keyport till I was around 21, 22 years old. Then I navigated my way to L.A., home of the Body Bag, probably somewhere around 1986 or so. Stayed out there for several years before, you know, getting caught up in the streets and everything that the streets had to offer, getting involved in, you know, drug dealing and counterfeit money, fake this, fake that, you know, hustling, seeing the violence go down, and eventually feeling that I was better than the average criminal, elevated to pushing paper and things of that nature all across the country and getting involved in quick ways to make, you know, quick couple $100,000 in, you know, 2 or 3 weeks and then lay low for a couple of months. And you think you're better than the game, but the game has no mercy, you know. So I, coming back to Jersey, self-surrendering on a state charge, did a flat 4, which is 1 year and 2 weeks, came home 8 months later, fell victim to the feds, and did 10 years, been home now about 12, good 12 years, penned the 10 prison commandments, began writing a little over a year ago, and the book is doing a lot better than I had anticipated. Not that I doubted the impact that it would have, but sometimes you can be your own worst critic, and the book was designed primarily for people who could not afford my services, but also to hold prisons to some level of accountability, because having this book available to inmates who are coming into the system, it really leaves no excuse for, let's just say the average guy who goes into prison, he knows nothing about the do's and don'ts, what we might call the unwritten rules of prison. You know, for a prison official to hand him this book is part of perhaps inmate orientation. He can alleviate the possibility of getting raped, the possibility of being murdered or getting involved with gambling, drugs, and all the other things that most young men and people who have no familiarity with the prison system end up being victimized due to, you know, a lack of knowledge of the unwritten rules in prison. Additionally, for young teens who may be going astray, who want to get involved in that street life, this book really leaves you no excuse. You know, you pick the book up, you read it. There's no profanity in the book. Several parents have emailed me and sent me messages on website, prisoncoachspeaking.com, and actually thanked me for the book. Again, there's no profanity. Ages 12 and up can get the gist of this book and read it in less than an hour and a half. I'm not one who felt like the book needed to be several hundred pages to try to get a basic. You want something to be short and sweet, like the letter that Willie Lynch wrote. Don't need a lot of words, but at the same time, you want it to have an impact. And so just staying really busy, trying my best, you know, to market it and get it into the hands of individuals who I think might not only appreciate it, but apply and take these things to heart.
Exactly. You know, I looked through the book today, and it's awesome. If you're going to prison, you know, we're trying to educate the kids not to go to prison, but for those, like you said, there's kids that live the street life, and they think they know the rules, and once they get to prison, it's not what they expected, and it's not cool like they thought. And then there's the businessman and the you know, the people that never expect to go to college, prison, but they have no clue what to expect either. So unfortunately, your book is an awesome tool for those that are going to prison, and for those that you know, parents can get it and teach their kids what to expect if you would go to prison. So maybe it would, you know, turn them away from going to prison, knowing how things really are in there, because it's really not fun. It's really not a good place to be. But it's an awesome tool. It's an awesome book that you did write to, you know, share those experiences and let people understand what really happens in there and what you need to do and what you need not to do in order to, you know, stay out of harm's way. And like you say in the book, things can turn in instantly.
Exactly. Exactly. And, I mean, most parents, when they think about their child who may simply be hard-headed and just don't want to listen, you know, a couple of parents who wrote these said, I just gave it to my son, and, you know, and it's like, if this is what you want to do, leave my house, but take this book with you, because you're going to eventually need to know this, because this is the route you're taking. So take this book.
Okay.
I've done my job, you know. And so hopefully, you know, a young man, young woman, they think that the same behaviors that they apply in their fly outside of prison, that they can get away with those same things in prison, but it's not a reality. It's not
right.
a reality.
It's not, you know, and a lot of the youngsters that are out, you know, running the streets and think that they're bad out here on the streets wouldn't, you know, a lot of them can't survive in prison, especially the young ones. You know, they're young, they're taken advantage of, they're bossed around, they're told what to do. You know, I mean, prison is, you know, do this, do that, do it now. You know, you don't get a life of leisure like we have out here. You know, you don't can't get up when you want to get up and go to bed when you want to go to bed. You have to do what you're told. I mean, I just can't imagine. I couldn't live like that.
No, it's man.
It's
wasn't,
a hard life.
Man wasn't born to be caged up like an animal. It's really a inhumane and unnatural environment. And it's amazing to see people, you know, transform. Once incarcerated, you know, some just simply can't do it. You know, the choices hang up. You know, I'll just kill myself. The suicide rate in prisons is very high. You know, they just can't accept the fact that they have to do 5 years, 10 years, 6 months. Every individual is different. His or her ability to cope with the system, the smells, the noises, the violence, the separation and anxiety that comes from being separated from your loved ones, you know, just that ability to sit down and play your PlayStation, hop in your pool, you know, and do all of these other things. And it's all taken away because of not only, you know, perhaps bad parenting, but clearly self-esteem issues. And parents aren't always to blame. You know, but there are no perfect parents in this world either. And so prison can really hem you up for some minor things. I mean, I felt bad catching a case, you know, with a kilo of cocaine, but I've seen guys for 5 grams, 10 grams of crack doing 20 years, 25
right.
years.
Right.
You know,
yep.
And they have nothing to hold on to. Except perhaps a change in the drug laws, changes in the sentencing guidelines. They've been waiting for that to happen since 1988, you know. And there's I don't think there's any relief in sight. So mothers against mandatory
minimum. And a lot of them are
minimum.
First time. A lot of them are first time offenders and nonviolent as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
they get thrown in the pen with the murderers, the rapists, the child molesters, the ones that do deserve to be in there and should be in there. But there's too many people just being locked up and put away right now. And, you know, we're paying more money for prisoners to be locked up than we are for educating our youth in schools. And that's sad.
Yeah. It's extremely sad. It costs more to house an inmate than it does to put most of them through a decent college. And
right.
if that's the solution that the governments and the state has, well, the sad reality is that they have to come home at some point. And if you have to have a choice where you say to yourself, well, I'm getting on an elevator at nighttime, who do you want to really be on this elevator with? The guy who was locked up for 10 years and didn't get an education while in prison, or the guy who was given that second chance and given an opportunity to perhaps go to college Who do you really want to be on the elevator with? Who do you really want to cross on that dark street at night? So if they think they're dumping all of these young children and young men and women in prison is a solution, well, they have to come home at some point.
Right. You know, there's people out here that are way worse than people that are in prison. So you don't know who you're walking next to at any given time, in the store, on in the mall, walking down the street, you know. And there's so many people nowadays that carry guns, and the younger generation, a lot of them just have no respect and don't care about anything. So, you know, you're out here in the midst of all this, and you just never know, you know, when you might be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, I mean, it's sad. I mean, whether it's going to be violence coming from the street or whether you're going to have someone pull a Ponzi scheme such as Bernie Madoff, either way,
mm-hmm.
your life is ruined. You know, people
right.
think that Bernie Madoff went to some kind of prison camp, but they don't know a medium prison in a federal facility. He still has 150 years, and he's in a medium. I've unfortunately been in highs, mediums, and lows, but a medium prison is nothing to laugh at. And you come across individuals, unfortunately, who may have been convicted of things that they absolutely didn't do. So you have a lot
and
of innocent
people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful thing now that you have the Truth and Justice Foundation. Even if you go to the UK, they have an Innocence Network, which is similar to our Innocence Project here in New York City. Then you got the Seeking Justice for the Innocent. So there are a lot of organizations out now that specialize in forensics that can help in, you know, those individuals out. But incarceration is clearly not the answer to all of the problems that we see with the overcrowding and violence and rape that are going on in prisons.
Right, and you may go in for 1 year, but you may not even come out in 1 year because you don't know what's going to happen behind, you know, those gates.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I talk to people about quite often. I had a roommate, and they didn't allow him to bring his medication in when he self-surrendered. He self-surrendered in the prison. And you can't bring any medication from the outside. And it was for his heart. He didn't last 24 hours. He was in the top bunk.
Wow.
He was dead. You know, he was just dead by the morning, you know. And it happened, you know. Nobody's promised tomorrow. This guy, I think they, you know, the word was that he had like 18 months to do. But he didn't self-surrender to the camp. He self-surrendered to a low. And then once you see your unit team, you get designated over to the camp. But you know, had he known, had he had perhaps a consultant, he could have, you know, helped him to transition into the prison and maybe had prior authorization by a doctor to bring those meds in. His doctor could have perhaps communicated with the doctors over at the prison to bring certain documentation in that the physicians there could have verified. But you have people who think, well, I'm just going to surrender in the prison. I'm just going to take my medication and these sweatpants and these sneakers with me, and they never come home again. Senseless.
Right. Yeah, you know, and then, you know, you die of an illness, but then again, you know, you may get killed, stabbed.
Killed, you stabbed. You have people that can intentionally try to inflict you and give you the AIDS virus by biting you, stabbing you, smearing their blood on you. All of it is a reality.
And the urine and stool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about respect. With teenagers out here in the streets, they, you know, especially the young wannabe gangsters, you know, they expect and they're really big on respect and loyalty. But how can some of these kids call respect or say that they want respect when they're out robbing and hurting other people? You know, you have to respect, and you talk about that in your book about, you know, once you're in prison, you've got to respect the little things, you know, maybe a newspaper, a pencil, the sheet on the bed, I mean, you just don't touch somebody else's things because you don't know what's going to happen if you do.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, I was out over the weekend, me and a dear friend, and we were watching people just cutting in line in the restaurant, I mean, in the store. And I was like, I couldn't help but think about the book at that time. I said, these are the behaviors that generally spill over when you get into prison, stuff like this. You know, I'm just going to cut in front of a whole bunch of people and go up there with my mother and father or my uncle and just cut in line. And when they get to prison, they do the same thing. They think that they can just cut in line in front of 50, 60, 100 people, and just because they believe that they're hungrier than the next guy. And then you have the guy that thinks that he could just sit anywhere he wants. He's big, he's tough, he's muscles popping out of his neck, and he thinks that he could just sit wherever he wants. And he gets killed. And you got guys that want to steal, petty thieves, and they go to prison, become petty thieves in prison, and they get killed. They get stabbed, hurt really bad. It's the little things that get the younger individuals murdered, raped, and killed in prison.
Right. You know, I was looking at some statistics somewhere on the internet today, I think. I can't remember where it was. But, you know, it used to be that there was so many drug offenders in the prisons, but now it seems like the burglary charges are caught up or even higher than the drug offenses. You know, what's up with all these young kids? You know, so disrespectful that they've got to go out and steal other people's things.
Yeah, a lot of it is technology now. You know, before you could steal someone, you snatch their wallet, you're going to get $60, $100. Take somebody's iPad. It's $500. You know, so you take someone's iPhone. You have people running into other people's houses, not looking for anything, just pulling the hard drive from the computer that has all of the banking information on it. So then you have people busting into individuals' houses, strictly going for a medicine cabinet. You know, so these are targeted crimes that bring in a lot of money as opposed to going out committing 3 or 4 robberies to come up with, you know, $700, $800. You snatch a person's iPhone, iPad, or in an expensive coat. Now you have $1,500 worth of stuff. So burglaries are definitely on the rise because it's a substitute for the average stick-up.
Right. Yeah, I saw that and I was like, wow. You know, when you think about it, there's a lot of people out there doing that, and it's scary. You know, and no wonder people want to have guns and keep guns in their homes now, and people are starting to fight back. You come into my home, you better be expect to get a bullet, you know?
Oh, yeah. It just depends on the neighborhood, you know, but a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are targeting the wealthier neighborhoods. But guns, I mean, you can have a gun if you want. There's no guarantee that a gun is going to save you. You know, you have to leave your house. You have to go to work. You know, people have no problem busting your car, hopping in your car, making you get out of the car and taking everything that you have on you, whether it was your laptop, your pocketbook with the credit cards. And there's just so many types of petty crimes now. And it doesn't fly in prison. You know, it doesn't. The toughest guy in prison, you wouldn't even know he was the toughest guy in prison because he's very respectful. He may carry the Bible in his hand, sits to himself. You never see him yelling. And he's aware of what he can do. He just doesn't feel like he has to force that or prove anything to anyone.
All right. Wow. Well, I am going to turn the mic over to Rob here for a few minutes and continue on.
Hey, how you doing, Doc? Glad to have you on the show tonight.
Likewise, Rob. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's a blessing, man. And I just want to say, you know, for those youngsters that don't truly understand, you know, what the do's and don'ts and what the real game is when you hit them gates, man, you know, I want you to break some of them commandments down that's really real, you know what I mean? And it's a reality when you hit them gates, and it's not like when you're out here in the streets. You got a lot of places to run. Let them know what's really going on.
Okay, well, we'll just start with the TV room. You're not going to find a TV room playing the rap videos all day. So if you think you're going to walk into a prison and there's a television room, no one may even be in the television room. You go in there, you turn the television on. Now, a majority of the inmates come downstairs. The first thing they're doing is turning that television. They're not leaving, they're watching the rap videos all day. Most guys who are hardcore inmates will come in, they'll want to watch sports, they'll want to watch the news, they'll want to watch something educational. You think you're going to come in there and just put your chair down anywhere in the television room? That's not going to fly either. Most prisons, and generally the higher security the prison is, the more the rule applies, inmates have a designated place on the floor, and there are no lines, no marks on the floor, no names written, but people know their designated places on the floor. So if you come to the television room, you put your chair down, somebody will walk in that television room and tell you, move your chair. Say, what chair? What do you mean, why? Because you're in my spot. That's his designated deeded property, so to speak, for that television room. That's, you know, that's one example. You're not going to touch any of your cellmates' personal belongings. You're not going to ask a bunch of questions. You're going to run around trying to intimidate anyone because you happen to be an extremely big or aggressive individual. It's not going to fly under no circumstances will fly because you don't know whose friend that is. If you think that you're used to smoking your black and mild, pushing the weed down in it, smoking it every day, and you don't kick that drug habit before you get to prison, someone will own you very quick. You can take your shahada, become a Muslim, and seek protection if you want. But that will be short-lived because if you continue to get high, not even they will protect you. You don't borrow money from individuals once you get into prison because they will double and triple the debt. There's no guarantee that your money is going to come from the streets. You know, people on the outside are very, very keen to the type of individual that's locked up. So if you were a very disrespectful, disloyal individual, very few family and friends will be there for you once you enter the prison system. Your mother, your father may write you, but if they're not well-to-do, you won't have any money coming into the prison system. So the words and wisdom that your parents give you, your close friends, all of that information, you should really, honestly, and sincerely take it to heart. If you think that you're going to hop on the telephone and family and friends and all day long, especially if you fall to the feds, you get 300 minutes a month. That's 10 minutes a day. You can use it any way you want. You won't cut in line in front of anybody to use that telephone, but you better use that money if you can afford to use the telephone, because you have to put money on the telephone in order to use it. If you're not used to the police telling you what to do on the streets, you will get used to what the correction officers tell you to do once you go on lockdown. You know, if they tell you to pick paper up off the floor, pick it up. If you don't want to pick it up, you'll go to the hole, disobeying a direct order. Now you're going to sit in a 6x9 cell, and if you needed to be on medication prior to coming to prison, you really need to be on some medication when you're up in the hole, especially if you're a weak-minded individual. Not everybody's capable of sitting in the hole for 2 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, 2 years, maybe. And so prison could be a very rude awakening for a weak-minded individual, because once the handcuffs go on you, all of the Lil Wayne and the 2 Chainz, all the Kendrick Lamar, all the hardcore lyrics get turned down, all you hear is the jingling of the chains, and it's just you, your mind, and silence. And if you can't dig down deep enough to allow your mind to assist you in triumphing, being triumphant over the situation that you're in, you will hang up and commit suicide. You will. Yeah. You will break down.
And that's true.
Oh, yeah. Or they'll put you on medication.
Definitely true. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I got a homeboy, man. He been down like 32 years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He went in on a petty theft case, you know. I watch the ID channel a lot, you know, because I like to reach inside the belly of the beast and give back to the ones on the inside as well, you know. And I've seen his story, and I reached out to him and wrote him, you know, because at the time they were showing his interview on lockup on the ID channel, he had just got out the hole from doing 10 years in the hole, you know. He was so glad to get some bottled water, you know, and see the light again, that it was amazing, because in 10 years being in the hole, so much he even had changed inside the prison, you know. And he became a member of the movement, you know what I mean, a year and a half ago. And he also ended up getting married to a young lady. And, you know, he's doing phenomenal. He in Indiana prison, and he's educating inside the walls there. But he was just letting the youngsters know, and he always sent things out for us to read to the young kids. You know, it's like he went in on a petty theft, and all of a sudden things went bad with the guards, and the guards was jumping on another inmate, and things went all the way bad. And he got caught up into that. And they end up giving him 144 years, man, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I say, you know, you never know, man, when you go in that joint, man. You might be going in on an 18-month bit, but you might end up doing a life sentence, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. My good friend Mike McCoy, he's dead now, but he went in on a 3 or 4 year bid, and a guy was being initiated into the Aryan Nation, and he had to take out somebody of color, and Mike happened to be near the mop closet. He was an orderly in the Aryan Nation. The young guy being initiated locked himself in the mop closet to try to kill Mike. Well, Mike ended up killing him. Mike caught 25 years behind that. And I mean, he came home and things eventually didn't turn out well for Mike. But to go to parole every year for murder, you know, that it doesn't sit well, number one, because you started your time off with a 5-year sentence, and then you have to choose between the defending yourself or succumbing to death and murder by another individual. What choice are you realistically going to make? You're going to take the other man out. And so nothing is promised once you walk in, you know, into those walls and that gate is shut.
No, it becomes a whole different beast, you know? And so many youngsters, you know what I mean, that don't realize that, man. You know, they see older cats like you and I and other old homeboys, you know, and don't know our story or know our past, you know what I'm saying? And they feel that they can fly off at the lip until that old gangster come back out, you know what I'm saying? And have to really put him in his place like big homeboy, you know what I mean? I wasn't always this guy wearing no suit and tie talking about educating you, you know what I'm saying? So what I need you to do before things get ugly, like the young folks say, I need you to Google me, man, right here on your phone. And then I want you to ask yourself, do you want to get into this? That's
yeah.
all I want you to ask yourself. You know what I mean? Because the young folks, dude, I'm 50 years old now, so I'd be laughing at the young folks because you know how it was back when all us was coming up. It wasn't no Google, wasn't no Facebook, it wasn't none of that. You had to wait on the mail or fax. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Nowadays, you can tell them to go right away. Google me, man, and ask yourself, do you really want to get tied up with this, man, you know, or do you want to walk on away? Nine
That's
times
right.
out of ten, you're going to say, I apologize, OG, I'm out of here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to laugh at these young cats, man. You know, you got to recognize, homeboy, I was once your age, man. But when I was your age, I was out of control. You know what I mean? I wasn't out here fronting like you wanting to be a gangster. I was in that life for real, man. So I want you to understand that you don't have to be in that life or try to betray that life, because that's a dog world, my man. You know, when you really live in that life, that's a dog world.
I mean, you're right, but, you know, I mean, you may agree to disagree with me, but, I mean, I'm the age, by the way. And I feel, you know, when we were coming up, we had older guys that hipped us to certain things.
Yes.
And we were not as exposed to things as this generation is. Our generation was part of the initial crack generation, right?
Right.
These children who we are trying to school, a large portion of these individuals come from broken homes. We did our dirt, but there were more parents together. The only major dilemma between couples when we were growing up is that families were on welfare. And that was the most embarrassing thing. The most embarrassing thing for these, you call grandma mom, you know? And so these children have a lot of resentment because our generation really let them down. The things that these young guys are exposed to, our generation exposed them to these things.
Yes.
We didn't see older cats on the corner selling drugs, banging heroin. They might have been that one guy that had the bottle, tipping it up, but things were done behind closed door. You couldn't find dudes doing hand-to-hand in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
So these children are the babies of the women who gave birth during the 80s. Yeah.
They got caught up in the life, you know. And I agree with you 100%, you know. And that's why, you know, me and my wife started the movement, the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, 5 years ago after I wrote my first book, my autobiography, The Streets Don't Love You Back, growing up in Detroit, you know. At 10 years old, I was exposed to a lot of things, you know what I'm saying, when I should have been in somebody's schoolhouse, you know. And but at that time, you know, the older cats had rules, and it's always been rules. A lot of people just don't want to go by the rules, but it's always been rules out here, you know? And I think a lot of people let the rules go to the wayside because everybody want to be a boss, you know what I mean? And like I asked these young kids, how can you say you're a boss and you ain't even never been a corporal? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
First, you got to learn what a corporal, a sergeant, a lieutenant, and a captain do before you jump all the way in the pilot seat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm sitting up here looking at you, and I'm asking you, okay, since you're a boss, you know what I mean, is you taking care of your mom, you know what I mean, is you taking care of yourself, you know what I mean? You ain't got no car, standing on the corner all day, smoking weed all day, and when you get to the crib, you ain't got one dime in your pocket. You show me one boss that do that. You know what I'm saying? And my man say, you right, OG, man. You know, you right, you know? And the young guy, a week later, got his stuff together, man, and started going to school and getting educated. You know what I'm saying? And I pulled him under the wing and showed him the way, you know? Because I say, man, you don't even know the phantom of that, bro. I say, to get in that seat, it's a lot you got to do, my man. I say, and it's a dark side to that, man. You know what I'm saying? I say, and if
very
you ain't willing
side.
To go on the dark side, you don't get to that seat where they say BOSS. You will never get to that seat. So let's just get educated, man, and go to school and do a lot of great things, not only for yourself, but to help others know the difference between being educated and being out here as a fool, you know? And I'd rather be educated than be out here standing on the corner, because we're in the 2000s, man. The feds, the DEA is up on everything, you know what I mean? The CIA is the main focus that brought drugs through the 60s, the 70s, and 80s, and still doing it right to this day. So don't think you're doing none slick that them people don't know about, man. The game been flipped over a million times. You know?
It flipped over a million times. Plus, snitching is in. Snitching
oh,
is
man, that's the highest rated thing. Snitching is cool.
Yeah.
If I get caught, I'm going to tell on you, and then I'm going to come back and smoke a blunt with you and say, my bag. When we was coming up, you could, man, my bag, oh, no. You couldn't even be found in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying?
No.
At all. So once again, like you said, that the generation has been exposed, man, to a lot of weakness to prior to when you and I was coming up and other old homies was coming up, man. Once again, rules have always been there. They always been in play, but nowadays the rules done flipped around. You know what I mean? The fakes is cool now. You know what I mean? That's
mm-hmm.
cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
and
that's where a lot of the youngsters done got caught up because they looking at all the fake and they looking at reality. But when they read your book, Doc, or they read the Streets Don't Love You Back book, they look at day seven like, wow, you know, I'm sitting up here in the joint now doing a 10 to 20, and I'm up in here shaking like Don Knotts now. You know what I mean? I don't have all these so-called homeboys around me and all that now. You know, now I'm up in here, I got to defend for myself. And a lot of these cats, they so weak, like you say, they commit suicide, you know, on the first day in the joint.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them don't know. I mean, they sit there in prison. They join a gang in prison. They come home. They still have to abide by the rules of the gang. But it's sad situation because when I go into some inner cities and talk to these young guys, I'm like, how'd you get deep into the gang thing? They said, well, you know, old head came home from prison. You know, and it's sad. You got older cats coming home from prison who don't want nothing to do. They're scared of the young dudes. So they throw the...
Right, they don't want nothing to do with them.
The old dudes are throwing a red do-rag or blue rag on their head, you know, repping Crip, repping Blood, and putting a battery in a young boy. Oh, you good, man. Yo, I'm OG, man. I just came home. And the young guy is home and looking up to this guy who's just coming out of prison and thinking that this guy is the guy he has to pay homage to. When in actuality, the guy that's coming home from prison is scared of the young dude.
Right. He don't even want to be bothered with you.
Nah, he don't even want to be bothered with him, but put a battery in the young boy's back. And so these young kids is out there killing, selling drugs, doing everything, thinking that they're paying homage to somebody who never was a gangbanger. You know, dude
right.
wanted to be a gangbanger, but never was. Nobody never heard of him but his mother. And now he's gassing up the young kids, man. It's a shame.
Right. Hey, we got a guest, Doc. I'm going to bring him in. It's my homeboy, G.I. G.I. is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back. And G.I. been down 12 years. And he calls in every Wednesday night. And he educate behind the walls as well. And I'm going to bring G.I. in. And let him ask you a few questions and let him speak on the show.
No doubt.
Hey, G, what's good?
Oh, man, I'm just tuning into the Streets Don't Love You Back, man, listening to this realness that y'all putting out on the airwaves, man. It's wonderful because, you know, reaching out to these youngsters out there, you know, they got to get some kind of understanding and overstanding of what's real and what's make-believe. You know, a lot of these rappers out here, man, they pretending and putting a persona out there like this lifestyle is cool. It's cool to be in prison. This is madness, man. Straight madness, you know. It's like, you know, we got to come together, man, and bring the truth to these youngsters, man, because they going down the one-way road to hell.
Yeah,
that's what prison and jail is, man. You know, we live in this, man. You know, it's like, man, this is straight hell, bro.
Yeah,
right.
G.I., it's Doc. It's a pleasure to meet you, bro. And want you to stay strong, but bear in mind, man, you know what? You got billion-dollar corporations, man, paying these dudes to write this straight-up garbage that's selling. And so you could be that lone voice, or you could be, there could be a multitude of voices coming from behind prison prison walls trying to do education, but you got billion-dollar corporations, man, that are encouraging the lyrics, encouraging the videos, encouraging the lifestyles, and it's like holistic medicine fighting against pharmaceutical companies. You'll get drowned out because of the billions of dollars being put in to hear that voice that's spitting out nonsense.
Bottom line. And, Doc, we're going to go to a commercial and a song, and we're going to be back with our main man, Doc. So I want you and G.I. to hold tight, and we're going to flow a commercial and a couple songs, and we'll be right back with our guests.
Greetings. I'm G.I. Johnson, California's Political Prisoner of the Year. I was shot by the police and framed and set up. I need your help and assistance as I fight for justice. Please visit my website at freegiproject.org and sign the online petition. This petition drive is intended to have an investigation of facts into the cover-up of this police wrongful shooting. With this petition, we shall bring awareness and vindication to Free GI. So please visit freegiproject.org and sign the online petition and pass it on to family and friends on Facebook and Twitter and all social media as we join to Free GI. FreeGIProject.org. Thank you very much.
The hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
They think we don't know. Oklahoma City, Agenda 21.
They know some of them.
No, but they think most
of them. Y'all didn't know I was going to come like this.
Y'all ain't FEMA kids. The barbed wire's pointed in. These are my current events.
Infowars.com. Now hear this. Better listen to what they say. They ain't just talking shit. There's a war out here. No one is safe from.
Doesn't matter how many rounds or how big your gun.
It comes down to one thing. Knowledge is power. Go read some articles. Just spend an hour. Prison Planet Infowars. Or find them on YouTube. You'll be surprised how much it'll change your mood. Stock up your dry food. Verify your water. Don't buy into mainstream media. Don't even bother. Teach one. Go tell your father, your mother, sister, brother, and uncle and daughter. The temperature is rising. It'll only get hotter. I hear what they're saying. I will be their cannon fodder. I will be their example. No, not me. Not my kids, my wife, my friends. No, none of my family. There's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you. Let's make a decision. I made a decision. To make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance. There's a war on information. And the planet's a prison. Inside of you. Let's make a decision. I made a decision. To make an incision. Cut out the bullshit. Goodbye, good riddance.
I feel you, Alex Jones. But not like the TSA. I hear you, Alex Jones. I'm listening to what you say. You got them on the run. They know we're marching their way. All with knowledge and history and maybe a few guns. They can't fool us. We're not the ones. They can lie to some, but not to all. As we stand up, down they fall. We're taking our stance back. Liberties and all. We ain't playing their games. We're taking the ball. We're patriots. They best heed the call. As they're walking through the valley, they should watch for rock falls. They can't stop us all. There's strength in numbers. Many hands make light work. We can watch them crumble. Shot, we are coming, that is all. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision. Cut out the bullshit, goodbye, good riddance. There's a war on information, and the planet's a prison. Inside of you, let's make a decision. I've made a decision to make an incision.
1776.
We ain't gonna be your slaves. We ain't gonna be your bitches. We ain't gonna be your punks. We ain't gonna be your tricks.
When you come, you'll find us shooting bullets and flicks.
It's just a bunch of bullshit. So feel this, feel this. When we stick, it won't hurt. Just a little prick.
They don't care. Yeah, bitch, take a hit of your own itch.
This is just a preview of what is coming.
Down the pike, we're down tonight. If you don't respect us, we don't respect your life.
This is not a threat. It's a warning to you. So you're coming after us. We're not chasing after you.
You'll get burned like those.
From coast to coast and sea to shining sea,
we won't stand for this itch.
No, none of your tyranny.
If a war on information
and the planet's a prison,
inside of you all,
let's make a decision.
I've made a decision
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullish,
goodbye good riddance.
With a war on information
and the planet's a prison,
inside of you all,
let's make a decision.
I've made a decision
to make an incision.
Cut out the bullish.
Every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. You're living in this struggle, every day we're going through this hell. You see, life is just a story that someone has to tell. So try.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest radio show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. And we're kicking it with our main man, Doc, in the house tonight, putting it down, serving that great message. And, Doc, we just want to say, give them that website where they can go get that great book.
PrisonCoachSpeaking.com. Think of a football coach for Prison Coach. PrisonCoachSpeaking.com. It's also on Amazon.com, The 10 Prison Commandments by John Doc Fuller. And if you have a specific electronic format that may not be of Kindle version, Smashwords.com. Smashwords is a wonderful website for independent authors. So you can put my book title in the search engine on Smashwords. The 10 Prison Commandments, the 10 rules you must know before you enter a county jail, a state, or federal prison.
My man. And, Doc, you know, before we let you go, I want you to just break it down and give our youths and our adults a little advice.
Wow. Never give up. Listen to advice. Don't be the type of individual who would rather be killed by a kiss than saved by some counsel or constructive criticism. A lot of times young ones and even adults think that because someone tells you the right thing to do, they're not your man. If someone's giving you some constructive advice and they're telling you not to sell drugs, if they're telling you to obey your parents, telling you that you're running with the wrong crowd, if they're telling you that you do not need to get high, if they're telling a young lady you shouldn't wear those type of clothes because it sends the wrong message to young men, by all means, heed that advice. Sometimes, even if you don't understand that advice, you will understand it as you mature, but be patient. Don't give up. If you're coming home from prison and it's difficult to find a job, just hang in there. Do whatever you can do and be the best at whatever you do the first opportunity that you get. Trust me, someone will realize your work ethic. Someone will take advantage of your potential, and you'll never look back. You'll never look back. Cling to some older people who have been there, who have done that. Look to get grounded spiritually if you're the type of person who that God does exist. Find yourself spiritually and continue to encourage and motivate other people. And then you will start to get a sense of purpose and find a purpose much higher than yourself. With that being said, Doctor's out.
Man, we appreciate you, Doc. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your message. And we appreciate the book because it'll help a lot of people, young, old, you know, and that's a great thing. You put the message down on helping others, and we love that. And also we want to give a big shout-out to our girl, Ms. Smith, for making this interview possible with Doc. And, Doc, one more time before you leave, give them their website where they can go grab that great book tonight.
The 10 Prison Commandments. You can go to PrisonCoachSpeaking.com and find the book there. There's a link to Amazon. So PrisonCoachSpeaking.com. Thanks a lot, Matita. Matita's a little gangster too, man. She's a homie Fargo, man, but she gets down for her. So I got a big up
yeah,
Matita.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Matita.
Without a doubt, man. Great people. And when you get time, Doc,
go to our website, thestreetsdontloveyouback.com, and join the movement and get in the loop, man, and put all your information up on there, your book and your links to your books and everything, and we'll cross-promote with you and cross-work with you as well, because we strive for the same goal as educating our youths and others against these gangs, drugs, and violence and going to prison.
No doubt. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. I'll be getting at you within the next 48 hours. Okay, Rob?
Sounds like a winner, man. You have a blessed night, man, and thank you once again for coming on air.
No problem. One.
Take care. Hey, hey, my man, G. We back in the house, baby. We had a great guest tonight, and our guest was my man, Doc Fuller, and he's definitely out here educating our youth and others against that lifestyle and letting you know you can be whatever you want to be, but you just got to be ready and willing to be it, you know? And what's happening with you tonight, G? I talk to us.
Oh, man, that was an honor to, you know, to have Doc on the show tonight. That was great listening, man, you know, tuning in to the lot of wisdom that's going on and the message that he's bringing. You know, it's right on point with the Streets Don't Love You Back, man. You know, it's like week by week, you know, movement is just like moving upwards, around, and all in the mix of what people need to be dealing with and hearing in the airwaves and in the streets and the prisons and everywhere that everybody's listening. It's global.
My man.
It's an amazing, wonderful thing, bro. Amazing.
We appreciate that. And any updates you would like to get the viewers, G.I.?
Well, man, I see they released a brother yesterday, brother named Glenn Ford out of Louisiana. He got exonerated after 30-something years of his innocence. He got released yesterday. I seen on the news, man. So I see, you know, doors are opening for people, man. You know, and it's like the innocent is being exonerated at record numbers, you know, thanks to programs and, you know, innocence projects and justice and, you know, the Streets Don't Love You Back and different organizations that's out there really putting in the groundwork and helping people bring their message to the forefront. Like Brother Doc said, you know, it's billions of dollars to keep people locked up and keep the grass from growing on the outside.
Right, right.
Spending so much money on the inside, keep us locked up, you know. You know, they're not helping
you already know.
Schools, the colleges, and nothing like that, man. They want to spend money on prisons. It's industrial complex, man, and it's like, you know, it's showing. That falsehood is in it, man. So, you know, I just appreciate the things that y'all doing and things as people that's out for justice and helping innocents, man. You know, that's my goal. Once I get up out of here, man, you know.
My man. That's what time it is, bro. You know, and then we want to give another big shout-out to our nephew Omar. Just came home from the federal prison, you know, a week and a half ago, and he's in Minnesota. But he's also working with the Streets Don't Love You Back movement program. And he was working with it when he was in the federal prison, and he went to several federal prisons. So we expanded into a few more federal prisons through him as well. So we want to give Nephew a big shout out and a big welcome home. And it's just phenomenal that we have our soldiers behind the walls that don't realize, you know, the gangster life and the thug life, that's all a myth, man, because at the end of the day, you don't own nothing. You feel me? When them people come, they're going to take all that. So, you know, it's just an illusion that we live until them people come, and then it's game over, you know? You agree with that or disagree with that?
I agree with it 100%. I mean, you know, if you don't, my grandfather always told me, a fool never changes, but a wise man changes, you know? You learn from your mistakes and see that certain things take you down a road or a path that you don't want to go, you turn around and do a U-turn and go back. And you can change it. You know, you can always change. You know, it's never too late
to
change.
You already know. So what we're going to do, G.I., you know, you hold tight. We're going to ride out, and we're going to throw a few more songs and a couple more commercials out there for our viewers, you know, and we want to thank them
for always tuning in every Wednesday night. And our viewers email us all the time and say, hey, we so glad that y'all bring the realness to the forefront, and y'all bring great music to the forefront as well, you know, along with a great message from your guests. So we want to thank all our guests from around the world that tunes in and that be a guest on our radio show, and all our viewers from around the world, you know. So this is a global thing we do to get the message out. So we'll be right back with our homeboy G.I.
Entertainment West. Birth of a Young King, available for digital release July 23rd, 2013.
but I treat her like another bitch. I keep a nice amount of it, just might smoke a pound of it. I think I like the sound of that Maserati that's all black, pulling up and blazing up with sounds in the back, wishing that they made a truck. I'm trying to bring that 80s back. Most these niggas be fake as fuck, talking about they rapping bricks. I'm about to wrap this game up like packaging for real. I ain't trying to get a deal, I just wanna rap and chill. Why these devils steady hating? Can I live? I just wanna rap and chill, can I live?
M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference. See why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference. See why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference. See why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference. See why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen.
Chromosomes are composed of a host of hungry tigers of Detroit, city's finest, but it's timeless how my mind just flowing. Plus I'm rapping like it's going out of style. Many styles I exhibit and deliver, so you better pay attention to the story. Blowing out smoke and I breathe, feeling it's potent. It's weed, it's too easy to do all of the wrong things. See this weed I inhale, but it helps to relieve all the tension and stress. Now I'm like, what's next? Now I'm like, what's next? Went from Maserati Rick to Revolutionary Rick. Please believe they coexist, but of course that's really not important. And my father was distributing the shit in portions, but of course that's really not important. If you need some entertainment, I'm giving you all or nothing. You call it something for nothing, some niggas hustle for nothing. Take it for what it's worth, it's worth much more.
M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference. See why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference. See why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference. See why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference. See why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen.
Nah, picture me rolling, I'm chilling, money folding. Even if I don't fit the description of a drug dealer, I used to be musty, trust me. Nah, I spit sick, I'm a fly MC like Dusty. So these haters stay lost in the sauce like ingredients. I move with expedience and discipline, I got it. My profit is the knowledge, as a prophet I am conscious. Plus I'm looking like my father and I act just like him. But I'm no drug dealer, see I'm a soul healer. My words is spiritual poetry, flowing like the ocean or the seven seas. Fuck the money and the fame, see my name is my name, and the game is the game. So you better know the name, and you better know the difference, just in case I forgot to mention. That's cause everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. They never wanna listen.
Know the name, know the difference. See why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference. See why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. M-R-J-R, know the name, know the difference. See why everybody talking, but they never wanna listen. M-R-J-R, know the name, know the...
Open up the door to nothing but smiles. Richard and famous, been gone for a while. Blessed to see the kids doing real good. We on a tradition, we still knocking on wood. Got a pocket full of change, for the fountain for the wishing. Mateen Cleaver in the kitchen. Black mama strike quicker than switch flips. Got to go on to the wrist when the lip slips. Live till you get old. Have fun, your young soul. Button up your coat, this world is cold. Don't bar nobody. It was only one guy, one king of the Jews. And that's slick. Boozy toast less, don't take no ish. In this world, intermediate won't do. So I love the girls walk around with their snow boots and their glasses, stay cute.
I used to think that I was happy, yes. But I was just lying to myself, yes. Really believe no one would have me.
sundown, trust him for me. Friend to the end, plus kin, that's the key. Dance with your heart, move your body to the beat. We family in here, nobody clown your feet.
Yo, this your man T-Rob, the Quiet Giant, and you are listening to The Streets Don't Love You Back with Rob and Lucinda Boyd. We Global Blunt Entertainment Universal, baby. Don't forget that, you.
Yeah, these boys don't know what's up, do they? Well, testing 1-2. We ain't recording this one. Oh.
I'm dreaming on your love. Tell me how you feel. Is it real? How you feel about me? Can you tell me, is it true? The things I heard from you, is it true? What I say, I love you, girl. Can you tell me, baby, how you feel about me? When I say I see your eyes, girl, your eyes are so pretty in my world, in my world. That's all I wanna say, how you feel. Tell me, baby, baby, do you wanna go to my yacht, girl? Do you wanna get sexy, baby? Do you wanna join my world, girl? All I wanna say, shake it, baby, shake it, baby, baby, yeah. All I want you to do, say my name, girl, say my name, girl. It's the B-O-Y-D, it's the B-O-Y-D.
Jump, girl.
YG thing. It's the B-O-Y-G thing. Can you jump, 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 girl?
Jump,
can you shake it, girl? My girl.
Shake it, girl. Shake it, shake it.
Shake, shake, girl.
What it do?
Shake, 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 girl.
Come on, baby, you know what it do. Shake, 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 girl. Roll it.
Shake, 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 girl. Rock with me, girl. Drop it, baby, now, girl.
Drop it, baby. Drop it, baby.
Drop it, baby, now, girl.
Coming straight at you, baby. Much love to my homeboys up in Detroit, off Van Dyke and Harbor. Much love goes out to my homeboys in Cincy that's always kept it real. And to your player hater, this goes out to you.
No need to look any further. Look like brother, what you thought? Boy, Rex is knocking you out like Grover Tussin does it go. Made you pull up with this northern exposure. Smoking Doja, and I'm coming on the real. Yes, the real, I thought I told you. And I'm keeping it to your bloodstream just like HIV. Stand away from all them player-hating people with degrees. It's time to come up. Brother, you better not run up. Because you put your faith and your plans into another man's head. That move is bogus. Struggle's here to let you know this. That you never, ever be a part of the dopest. Who put your faith in the spot? Who cooled it off when it was hot? Who made it live when it was weak? Now you can't even speak. It's time to nut check. Time for respect. Time to break neck. You wanted out the family. Now it's time for you to check. And you chasing waterfalls. It wasn't meant, fool. In other words, you played yourself. Now who's cool?
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Because you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Partner, you played yourself. You tried to engage yourself with some people who didn't have no freaking wealth. So how's your health? Ain't nothing good gonna come out your freaking game. Cause everything you do bad gon' come back twice the pain. Who's to blame? Listen to the black rain. About to shake the ground for all you black stabbing people in this town. I'm known to bring the anger, make you hiss like a snake. Here's a hint from my partner.
Take it down in your face.
Hey, yo, I'm biggity black up in you too. That's it, you like a chemist. You played yourself, and I was a witness. Your career's finished. Don't be misled by the words that I speak. I keep it real. You had a taste of both sides. Now how it feels.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
No, 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 you played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
You played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute. You played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
You can be as good as the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
You be like that Benedict Arnold backstabbing brother behind my back. But in my face, you be like struggle, yo. Where the party at? I be like push on. Get on, get out my face, partner. Cause ain't no love lost, and ain't no love here neither. I can't believe that you betrayed me. Took food from my baby, but you have been acting kinda shady lately. So I got to push you to the curb. Fly away like a bird. Partner, you need to stop smoking all that herb. If you would've came to me, Imano, Imano, we would've squashed it at the gate. But you chose to segregate. Play a hate, get it straight. Partner, you played yourself. No, 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 you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
You played yourself.
I said you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt. Brother, relax your mind and let your conscience be free. Get down to the sounds of struggling RB. Your negativity be scratching against my surface. Cause the things that I did for you, your ass didn't deserve it. Now I'm on some payback for the things you did like way back. Answering all your questions like my name was Bat Sajak. Jesus had 12 disciples and one wasn't true. And he knew, like I knew, I never ever should've messed with you. So I'm gon' do what I gotta do and then some. If a brother try to flex, I take his life for ransom. Even when I'm by myself, I roll with a crew of soldiers. Sick as fluid soldiers. Known to turn your body black and blue. I told you, why did you test me? I'm the one who put you on. See, if it wasn't for me, you'd be like a mobile phone on Rome, cheek. It ain't no me
and us. It ain't no heat and we. I thought we would be together like OJ and AC. You were that brother I pulled a trigger for. You a freaking kid for. Now you just that off-brand nigga, bro. You played yourself. No, 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 no. I said you played yourself. Hey, yo, you played yourself. No, partner, you played yourself.
Hey, yo, you played yourself.
Wait a minute, you played yourself. Cause you didn't play the cards that was dealt.
As the best of them and bad as the worst of them, but don't test me, brother. No, brother, don't test me, no.
Why did you test me, I told you don't ever tempt me, but now I gotta come at you for real. Now you should have kept it real, but when you don't keep it real, situations sometimes get hectic in your life. But you should have understood. Why did you play yourself, player?
Come
on. I look at you all the time. When you don't think I see you, I see you. Our boys up north, baby. We got our own way of dealing with player haters.
Come on. Bring it in. Bring it in. Come on.
And I don't think you should ever did what you did.
I knew I had hit rock bottom when I started shooting up. That was my lowest point because I just was like totally out of it. I wasn't even there no more. I was just gone. My name is Tanya. I am 15 years old. I'm from Douglas, Arizona. I started using meth when I was 12. Basically, my life was totally destroyed. I mean, I had ran away from home, and so I didn't have nowhere to go. I wore the same clothes every day. Like, I only showered, like, maybe twice a week. I didn't have nothing left. I mean, nothing at all. I didn't even have no shoes on my feet. I thought I knew everything. I was like, you know, I'm not going to get addicted to this drug. It's not going to hurt me at all. I can control myself. But in the long run, it, you know, I couldn't control it. It's like meth, controlled me.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The first time I did meth, I was with my best friend and his mom. I had no idea what it was going to actually end up doing to my life. My name is Russell. I'm 19 years old. I started doing meth when I was 14. I've started at least three people that I know on meth, and where they're at right now, they're probably either in jail or I know one's dead. I went from a pretty good student to a dropout. I've ruined relationships. I've stolen from people. My family, I physically abused them. I mean, the list just goes on. I've wasted a lot of time. I've gone from a person who had enormous potential to a person that had absolutely no potential because I chose to pick Little White Rock over everything else.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
My sister didn't do meth, and I got her into using it. And I don't know, I just kind of brought her down, and now my sister's pregnant. And she can't quit smoking, and it's really, really bad. She's like 7-8 months pregnant, and she's really tiny still. My name is Kara. I'm 15 years old, and I started doing meth when I was 11. Like, I lived with them, so then my sister was like, I'll try it, I guess. And then we started doing it every single day. I didn't think it'd have that big effect. I'm like, hey, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm doing it myself, you know. How could me smoking meth hurt that person? You know, they're not smoking it. They're not doing it. But it does. And my niece is a meth baby. My niece is only a year and 5 months old. I don't know. I didn't care if I hurt anybody along the way. I just did what I wanted to do at the time. And it's just, I know I feel really, really bad.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
I went to a party one night. We were all snorting lines, and this guy came up behind me, and he, like, said, hey, let's go back here. I know what we can do. And he grabbed me, and I was already high, and I got raped. My name is Jen. I'm 15 years old. I started doing meth when I was 11 years old. Kept saying no, and he wouldn't stop. And I just kind of cried afterwards, and he gave me an 8-ball, and I just said, okay, that was worth it. And then that's when I started selling my body for meth. I know a lot of my friends said, you're going to get addicted really bad and real quick. And I just kept saying, no, I'm not addicted. And it kind of just turned out that I wanted it every day. And I did really stupid things. I sold myself. And I stole from people. And I cheated people. I don't know anyone who's quit using meth after they've tried it a couple times or just once.
Brought to you by The Meth Project.
You just, you pick yourself to death. There's paranoia that comes in. I don't even know how to explain it. You just sit in the bathroom and the mirror with tweezers just digging at something that's not even there. And you just keep digging and digging and digging and you just eat your face up. It's horrible. My name is Chauncey. I'm 19 years old. I'm from Chandler, Arizona. I started doing meth when I was 14. Because of meth and because of the people that I hung out with and the world that revolves around it. I have herpes, I've had gonorrhea, I've had chlamydia, HPV, hepatitis C. There's more than just an addiction when it comes to diseases with using meth. The people, it's just, it's a dirty world.
Brought to you by the Arizona Meth Project.
The hottest, the hottest, the hottest newspaper in Arizona. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. Buckeye Valley News. If you like to advertise, contact Sharon at 623-386-4426. That's 623-386-4426. And say, the streets don't love you back. Sent you. Hey, are you looking for a new look and be fresh and hot at the same time? Well, my peeps, check out the Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. T-shirts, thermals, tank tops, sweatshirts, camisoles, hoodies, shorts, fitted caps, leggings, snapback caps, capris, jeans, beanies and scullies, backpacks, and much, much more. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel for men, women, and children. Log on to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com/page/store-1. The Streets Don't Love You Back apparel. A better way for a new look and be fresh.
The evidence, oh, when I'm just Most of them show me love. I remember back then I was young and growing up, thinking about being rich and blowing up, thinking about a fly whip, big house, bad bitch when I got old enough. Still young, now I'm finally famous. Me and my niggas used to hit the club banging, buy a bottle, now I'm broke, but I'm still drinking. Looking at freakies trying to give it up, popping champagne, sip it just to spit it out. For no reason, saying fuck it, this is what we about. Rocking Cartier frames in the old school, sitting on fangs. From the grown in my rims are too. You a lame to the game, nigga, we don't know you. In my city, young black still dying. I ain't lying, check the stats, y'all. But it's nothing like home, so I'm back, y'all. Take a trip to the mall, let's head downtown. We all known for the drug trade, strip clubs in the big three, but it's all love to me. 8 miles, 7 miles, 6 miles, 4-1, Schoolcraft, Telegraph, that's Westside love. Van Dyke, grass shit, meringue, and Charmers, Jefferson, them Eastside thugs. Whole city walk around, mean mugs, nothing hard for them hoes. So fresh, so clean for them auto shows. Come fly with your mans one time, get drunk, get high. Let me see you two-step and get your hustle on. Baby girl, get low, shake it to the song. Pop a bottle, throw your money in the air. If you in love with that ball of life, say, yeah.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the hottest show worldwide, The Streets Don't Love You Back. We're kicking it live tonight with my homeboy G.I. to be riding with me every Wednesday. And we just want to say we want to thank everybody once again for coming out over the weekend to our event, the Arizona Golden Gloves at the Arizona Event Center out of Mesa, Arizona. It was sold out all 3 days. It was off the chain. And we want to give a big shout-out to our girl, Arielle, works with our homeless program every month, and she is number two in the country in her division. And she won with a second-round knockout Sunday night, you know, in advance to the finals that's going to be held this weekend coming up in Las Vegas. So we want to give our girl, Arielle, a big shout-out and everyone else who won over the weekend as well, a big shout out. thanks to the coaches, thanks to all the sponsors, thanks to all the fans who came out. It was just a phenomenal weekend, you know. G.I., you want to weigh in?
Yeah, I want to say good shot, Ariel, and all the champs that were out there fighting this weekend, man. The Golden Glove, man, appreciate that, you know. I'd like to see that box, and I can't wait to get out and go, you know, check some of them events out.
Without a doubt.
My boy Victor, you know, he got his fight coming up next month. So, you know, it's a
Right. We got to give my man a big shout-out, Victor Castro. Fights out of the Family's Gym, the Phoenix Boys and Girls Center in Phoenix, Arizona. He'll be on that fight card April 4th at Sam's Hotel and Casino up there in Las Vegas. He's fighting for that WBC lightweight title belt. And you best believe that our man, Victor Castro, Team Castro, will be coming back to Phoenix, Arizona with that WBC lightweight title. Don't get it twisted. We're on our way.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
You know, I'd like to
step
a shout out. Streets Don't Love You Back, family. You know, to my family, to Robin Lucinda Boyd, man, you know, for putting everything together, man, making these things happen, man, you know. It's a wonderful, beautiful situation. I'd like to send a shout out to my boy, my boy, the Quiet Giant, you know, putting everything in there, you know.
Yes, indeed. Quiet Giant all day. Quiet Giant all day, baby, in the house, you know. And we just thanking God for everything, man. And if you have not logged on to the website and joined our movement to educate these kids against gangs, drugs, and violence, please log on tonight. www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.com. And also, if you have not purchased my books yet, log on to the website and get that Streets Don't Love You Back book and that Never Hit a Woman's book. That book is all over the world. You know, you can get it on our website. You can get it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, and several other online stores. You know what I mean? Like I say, it's global, you know. And this is what I love about the world nowadays. You know what I mean? You don't have to wait for nothing. The only thing you got to do is open your computer up or click on your phone. One button, boom, you know what I mean? And you all over the place. So God is good and glad this has been in effect, you know, and a lot of people use the Internet for great things, and then you got a lot of suckers out there that use it for bad things. But I thank God for all the people that's using it for the great things to not only help themselves but help other people as well. So I want to give a big shout-out to all those people as well, you know. Anything else, G.I., before we get back to our music?
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to, you know, let people tune in to the Bay Area Block Report Top 10 Countdown with Sugar T. We got that coming up next week on Fridays on Channel 104 on Comcast. It's in the Bay Area, you know. I want to send a shout-out to my boy Tim Lewis, Sugar T. You know, the Bay Area Streets Don't Love You Back. You know what I'm saying? We all moving together. One family,
yeah.
You know, stuff. Praises to the Most High all the time because positive minds move forward, and that's what's going on. That's what's happening.
Yes, indeed, man. That's exactly what's happening, you know. So, like I say, me and my boy G.I., we ride every Wednesday night when he can. He rolling, you know. So we're going to go through a couple more songs. We're going to hit our commercials, and we do it like this here at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, you know. We got 5 years in, you know what I mean. It's our fifth year on the air globally, you know what I'm saying, and that's a great thing. We in countries, we in states, we everywhere, you know what I mean. That's why we call it the global grind nowadays. So we'll be right back, you know what I mean.
Bye.
Take my time, look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, I know that I'm gonna lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time, look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign, cross the line, you already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking.
girl, I know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. When I first saw you, couldn't believe my eyes. From the first contact, you had me hypnotized. Like rolling ties in paradise. Gotta put in some time, gotta make you mine. If you got a minute, could you spend it with me? If you gotta go, just know one thing. I think about you every time that you leave. And I miss you for your goal, so won't you stay, please? You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a taste of my
heart's place. Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every single place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
Be our little secret, nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gon' take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. Now that I got you here with me, I plan on giving you everything you need. Let me undress you and plant my seed and show you all the things that you won't believe. I need your full attention, not to mention concern. Now that we sitting, just listen and learn. I'm spending my patience and I finna earn my wish for your kiss to quench this burn. You are what I need, baby.
Your body's like a taste of my own strength.
Can I touch you, please, lady?
Explore your frame in every secret place.
Gonna take my time when this goes down.
Yeah, a little secret nobody gotta know.
Let's have good conversation, lay our feelings down.
If you feel the same, then let me know.
Ain't in no hurry, gonna take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. Already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down. Ain't in no hurry, gon' take my time. Look into my eyes, I can read your mind. Let my fingertips follow down your spine and lay your feelings down. Giving me the sign to cross the line. You already mine, so it ain't no crime. Let her eyes do the talking, girl, and know that I'm gon' lay my feelings down.
Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong?
judgment from a book of hell. I ain't to be.
Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong? Lord, can you forgive me? I ain't walk this way. Lord, can you forgive me for my wrong?
Hey, hey, and welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back, hottest radio show worldwide. We still here kicking it live tonight and doing great things across the country. And we just thanking everybody once again who tunes into our radio show. And we want to thank all our members who became a member of our organization to help educate these youths against the gangs, drugs, and violence. And we just want to thank everybody who worked with our homeless program every month. And just so many people to thank. So I have to always say thank everyone, you know, for being a part of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. And we're going to go to my man G.I. again. Back at you, G.I.
Yeah, I just want to send a shout out and give our thanks and praises to the Most High Almighty, you know, for giving us this venue, this platform, giving us, waking us up to be able to reach the people, you know. Streets don't love you back, but the Almighty does, you know. So we reaching out to the people, you know, they can hear it, they can touch it, you know, tap into the source, you know, it's positive, it's real, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we reaching out to reach back to us and help us, you know, help others, you know, it's all good. Streets don't love you back.
Exactly.
It's in full effect.
My man, and we appreciate that, you know what I'm saying? And once again, we want to give a shout out to everybody who won over the weekend at the Golden Gloves event. And we have our junior Golden Gloves event coming up June 7th and 8th. And that's going to be once again at the Arizona Event Center in Mesa, Arizona. And we will be promoting that soon. And also we'll be in Chicago July 24th through the 27th. Speaking up there to the youth and adults there in Chicago. So we want to thank everybody for that. And also we'll be going to Minnesota real soon as well. You know, as soon as that confirmed, we'll be up there as well educating and spreading the message up there. The Streets Don't Love You Back as well. So we just thank God for everything and all that he allowed us to do through him. And we're going to go to a couple of commercials, and we're going to be right back to close out with my man G.I.
It's the book release by author Donna Buchanan. The name of the book, Second Chance Running, will be released in paperback and on ebook on September the 30th, 2013. It's a powerful story to learn from. Released from prison July 4th, 2013, she is now educating our youth and others after spending 13 years in prison. She is a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement, ran by Rob and Lucinda Boyd. She became a member while in prison. For more information, go to www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com. That's www.thestreetsdontloveyouback.ning.com.
Cooties, never say die.
See, it's a fair warning. We ain't never told you life was gonna be this hard. Life is what you make, you can take it as it is. See, the only thing promised to us is death. So until that day, y'all niggas just gotta live y'all life. Blunny and T, Inglewood Monster, DJ Goonie, by the way.
Stay above water.
We in this motherfucker turned up.
Can't let them drown you out here, man.
Big fish, small pond. Inglewood Monster. Let them niggas know what time it is.
Hold up. Smoking weed on the city,
lights. Young killers a murker nigga for city stripes. What's the purpose in pressing the big homies? You do the 25 years all by your lonely. I guess you never know where that diploma would have got you. Maybe scholarships to an Ivy League college. Could have been first class on a full ride, but you settled for a trial date on a homicide. Seems like the hood has always been a hot topic, but if you really from the hood, you trying to get about it. We ducking feds and you busters ducking paparazzi. Surrounded by hoes, dope fiends, and alcoholics. It's infested, I'm swimming in a cesspool. Just another street confession, learning a lesson or two. And these days, everybody wanna be a G, but only real G's knowing shit up in these city streets. Except for death sentence or a life sentence. So much pain, you bury your whole life in it. I spill blood and tears up on the paper and reflect over the years as I'm riding in my scraper. She could have been another America's top model, but she decided to swallow it in a vodka bottle. He could have been the next athlete to take flight, but he shot it in needles and smoked it out of crack pipes. It's a dirty game, so I stay super clean. Boy, it's a cold world, it'll make you spit clean. They say it's dark as hell, and they say hell hot. And they got souls for sale, I guess they selling out. The temptation is so compelling, they rebelling out. Not concerned about the future, just about the here and now. Streets is detrimental, it'll cripple any dream. My young-minded mental would've went for anything. Easily influenced, just like them these days. I used to walk blind, but now I see straight. I wish I never had to walk a road the streets paved. I got to see it all, and y'all got to eat safe. I'm on my knees thanking God just to see the morning. Just consider this verse to be a fair warning. Fair warning.
Hey, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest radio show worldwide. The streets definitely don't love you back, and we back to close out the show tonight, and we're going to let my man G.I. have a few words, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. G.I., you're on the mic.
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Don't forget to check out the freegiproject.org. Go sign the petition on there. Check out the store. You know, help me out with some donations. We got some things going on to let y'all know about it next week. You know, we got some proceeds going on, a process to get me up out of here, you know, so I can get back to the streets, Don't Love You Back movement, get out there with my boy Rob and Miss Lucinda to make some things, some major things happen, man. So hope to see everybody out there soon, you know. God bless. Stay safe. Stay positive. Move your minds forward.
And that's what it is, you know. And we want to just say once again, thank everybody who tunes into the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show every week. And thank everybody who works with our movement from all over. It's a global network, and we thank God for that. And we just want to thank God for all the people who continues to educate our youth to a better tomorrow. So we just want to thank everyone. And don't forget, April 26th coming up at the Arizona Event Center on Envoy Promotions card. We got one of our members, Edgar, going to be fighting on that ticket. So go out and support our boy Edgar. He works with the Streets Don't Love You Back Movement's homeless program, and he's a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back Movement. So he's a champ inside and outside the ring. So we want to give a big shout-out to our boy Edgar. And Edgar won his last fight, first round knockout, last month when he fought. So we want to say, hey, keep up the great work, champ. And it's going down, you know. So much love and respect. And always remember, the streets definitely don't love you back. And join our website and our movement at www.thestreetsdon'tloveyoubackcom. Peace and love, and God bless.